How is it that foreign countries, in defiance towards tyrants, act more like the posterity of the American forefathers than Americans do? One thing I've noticed over the last 3 years of this pandemic is that foreigners in their prospective countries are out on the streets in the millions defying tyrants, whereas the American people? The American people are still trying to figure out if the same lying bureaucrats and politicians are now somehow or another telling them the truth. Little do Americans know of their forefathers and the example that they set in giving us the longest standing constitution in modern history, and what it took for us to get here where we are in the present. When perusing the Declaration of Independence, we see where 75% of that documentation is what our forefathers refused to put up with concerning that of a tyrant. So much so that they separated from the tyrant king that would not be ruled by God. As a matter of fact, it was our forefathers that gave us the national slogan, "Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God." Have the American people forgotten that we, the people, under God, are the government in this country? The Declaration of Independence tells us that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Remember, Americans, that our forefathers appealed to the supreme judge of the world for the rectitude of their intentions. And all of this with the firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, where they mutually pledged to each other their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. And considering what it is that the second president of the United States of America had to say, you would think that Americans would be more grateful than they are. He said, "You will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom. I hope you will make good use of it. If you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it." So I ask all of the American born, why is it that the Belgian people are in protest against tyranny in their country while most are sitting around tolerating tyranny here in America? So it is with France, with Germany, with Israel, with the United Kingdom, with Canada, with Kazakhstan, with Australia, with Bulgaria, with New Zealand, with Romania, with the Austrian, with Iran, and the list goes on and on. Now, though protests are beginning to happen here in America, Americans best get with the examples that have been set before them due to the fact that it is for them to lead the way under the banner of Christ in doing so that others may be free worldwide. Americans should once again be leading the way in not only in the saying but also in the doing in such a way where it is that we will not be ruled by tyrants is the rally cry once again. Americans, stand up and be counted. You only have one life in doing so. Don't forget that. The future of your posterity depends on everything that you do or everything that you don't do. It's up to you.
Absolutely true, 100% to say the least. We'll be up in about 20 seconds here, 15 seconds. It's just a shorter video, that's all. Nothing more, nothing less. And again, we should be up in just a second here, and then we will get to the show. And we've got much content, believe me. lots of content, lots of content. 2, 1, go. Roger Sherman, signer of the Declaration of Independence, said, "Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history, and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they say that they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. America would be spared 1,000 evils if its people would lay the axe to the root of the tree. When we fail to do this, we give permission to the branches, the heirs, which only begin to thrust out the truth which it works against. This is the responsibility of the Protestants, and it is the modern-day Protestant that believes what is not taught in the Bible. They practice ordinances that are not based off of scriptural authority. Away with the commandments of men, and down with the traditions that make void the laws of God." Charles Spurgeon.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I just want to give a great big welcome to our friends over at KHNC 1360 AM in Johnstown, Colorado. We just got reconnected with them after the whole kerfuffle that took place with GCN and getting reestablished, so on and so forth. And now we have new management over there, and we're just really happy to be over there, friends. And so all of my friends in Johnstown, Colorado, again, great to be back. It really is. I want to let you know, too, by the way, if you want to call in at any time, you can do that. That number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I got to give you a couple updates really quick. Tonight, we're going to be at Jack's House Bowl, 300 Highway, 25 South Brainerd, Minnesota at 6 o'clock. We've got air cover over there from KTLK and our friend Don over there, and we totally appreciate that. I just received a call a couple hours ago telling me that they're expecting a packed house tonight, so that's really good. And, you know, the guy that set it up, he's a younger guy, and he's really adamant about what's going on, and he's just like, man, this is a lot, you know, we're going to have a lot more people this time. And I said, well, that's what you do. You have to go in and sow the seed, and then you're reaping the seed. You have to plow, you have to plant, and then you get to do the reaping, right? And so he's elated right now, and I'm happy for him. But again, we're going to be there in Brainerd, Minnesota at Jack's House Bowl. And again, Brainerd, Minnesota at 6 p.m. I'd probably get there a little bit earlier, friends, because if it goes the way that I was just conveyed as to how it was going to go, you should probably get there just a little bit early. So again, we're going to be there tonight. Now, I'll advertise this throughout today's show because we've got so much to cover. We really do. You want to check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, please do go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. There's 10 to 15 articles posted every day from contributors all over the country. As well, friends, understand that they're men and women of God that are in the culture war making reference to God's moral law and bringing about resolve by demonstrating the way as to how others should go before them. And if you look at Hebrews 13:7, you'll understand perfectly as to what I'm talking about. But that's who's contributing over there. They're as if they're the sons of Issachar. They know the times. They absolutely do. And they're looking to get to the other side of all of this mess as much as I am. And I'm just happy to have them over there. So if you want real content, biblical and constitutional answers, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page, beforeitsnews.com as well. And one more time, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. So let's get back to some more of the content concerning what we have been talking about. As a matter of fact, I've said this before, and I want to say it again. I'm getting pulled into this scenario with what's going on over there in the Middle East, namely the man-made Israel. And it is man-made. The Israel of God is the Church of Jesus Christ. It is not Jacob Rothschild's version of God's Israel, but that's why they created it. Because that's what they want you to believe, because they want the support of the world. And the way to do that is to basically deceive the people, as many as possible, into getting them to believe that they're God's chosen people, when in fact, you're going to find out it's just the exact opposite. But folks, I've been on scrolls all day. I just read three chapters of the book of Luke. And in the meantime, I ran around a little bit, had to do and take care of some errands, and I've done that. And in the meantime, as I'm going through these scrolls, there's so much information going on out there right now that pulls down the modern day Israel at every given step. If you look at the Balfour compact, or the covenant as they made it, you're going to see that it's all made. If you look at John 8:44, if you look at Romans 2:28 and 29, you're going to see that it's all made man-made. You're going to see in Revelation 3:9 that the church is called to make distinction between what? The Jews of the Lord and the Jews of the synagogue of Satan. The Bible teaches us over and over to make distinction time and time and time again. That's why he gave us the Torah, to show us what's right and to show us what's wrong concerning God's government in Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Now, I'm saying this for the very purpose, folks, that the only place that you're going to hear anybody talking about this pro-Israel movement right now, their cards are falling, their house is falling right now, friends. And I'm saying that for the reason, the only reason that you're hearing this from anybody outside of those that are telling you the truth, you're going to find those coming to the mainstream media, lying to you again, propping up as to who their boss is, as to who they're paid by. And Donald Trump is a big part of that in a huge way. He's taken $230 million from none other than AIPAC. They're all bought and paid for. The only one, cross-check everything I'm telling you, the only one that's not bought and paid for, friends, that we know of is Thomas Massie. He's the only one that we know of that does not have a handler coming from man-made Israel today. You better start asking some real questions. Now, I want to roll into this real quick, because I also want you to understand that when I started to talk about this, it was the said evangelicals that were propping up the man-made Israel more than anybody else. But how could you expect otherwise from a bunch of carnal reprobates? Because that's exactly what they are. Read John 10:12 when you get a moment, folks. The only way that you're not going to see what's going on here is if you got your eyes closed, you got your ears stuffed or plugged, and you don't want the truth. That's why I continuously revert back to what Charles Spurgeon said. You could transport them to the sun and they wouldn't see it, because they don't want to see it. The only ones that are promoting what I'm going to show you today are the evangelicals. And aren't they the ones that are responsible for modern day culture? As I say continuously, that the church's report card is the culture. And isn't it the church that's supposed to be the light that is now becoming darker and darker and darker and darker? And who's pushing that direction? Is they're continuously creating a war between man and God. And it's a war that you're going to win if you don't take the time to know the scripture for yourself. Go to Micah 3:5 as well. But what's good to note here, friends, outside of the fact that the church is just shaming itself once again in America, and it lacks Christ on so many different fronts, it's a lack of Christianity. I do want you to understand that there are people that are taking notice that this whole movement going on with Trump and this anti-Semite nonsense, they're coming up with the same conclusion that I've come up with week after week in combating those people that don't want to see it for what it really is. I mean, this guy's got enough common sense to understand that you don't just lump everybody in a lot and say, just because I speak out against a group of people in Africa doesn't mean that I'm anti-African or anti-Chinese. No, I'm making distinction between the righteous and the unrighteous, period. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Did you know that George Barna's research group recently found that after surveying pastors from across the country, that less than 10% of them preach out against the issues that they know that they should address? And when we look at the said representatives in the halls of government, well, need I say any more? Are we as a nation ready to take responsibility for righting the wrongs? Join us Friday, March 21st at 6 p.m. at Jack's House Bowl. Hope to see you there. Brainerd, Minnesota.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble. Our churches, our families, we need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Peter Marshall, chaplain of the United States Senate from 1902 to 1949, he said, "The choice before us is plain. Christ or chaos, conviction or compromise, discipline or disintegration. I am rather tired of hearing about our rights and privileges as American citizens. The time has come, it now is, when we ought to hear about the duties and responsibilities of our citizenship. America's future depends upon her accepting and demonstrating God's government." Abraham Lincoln was right when he said, "In regards to this great book, the Bible, I have but to say it is the best gift God has given to man. All the Savior gave to the world was communicated through this book. But for it, we could not know right from wrong. All things most desirable for man's welfare, here and hereafter, are found portrayed in it." Okay, so welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. So this is what I want to start off with, friends. Now, I just got to give a little back-end story. Just so you all know, Benjamin Netanyahu sold to you as God's chosen. You have to understand something. That's not even his name. He's not from Israel. His name is Benjamin Milakowski. Outside of that, he has no Hebrew DNA in him whatsoever, in his blood. And he's also from Poland. And he's a known war criminal. Now, just saying that for the very purpose that you might understand, this is what your said representative is pouring money into hand over fist concerning Israel. And I'm going to highlight some stuff on the other side of this as we get to it. But I'm just going to go as to how I set them up, okay? Because I have so many tabs and so much audio that I need to share with you that I need to hold my mouth right now and get to it. This is Netanyahu, and I want you to listen carefully just to show you that this is all pre-planned wars, okay? And look where it's coming from. You ready for this? Let's go. We are preparing for the next stages of the war of rebirth. Listen to what they're saying. A new world order is what they're saying, friends. The war of the seven fronts, he said. We will not stop until we achieve.
Okay.
We will not stop, said Mylakowski, Netanyahu, as you know him, until we will not stop, he said, until we achieve all the goals. Listen carefully, now victory. Okay, so this is Netanyahu. Now, what I want you to see is this is more modern here, friends, okay? This is March 11th that this was posted. Now, I want to show you this because, again, you need to see that these are all pre-planned wars. After September 11th, as a matter of fact, I'll have General Wesley Clark tell you over 25 years ago what you just heard the said Netanyahu, Mylakowski, say to you, again, to merely expose the fact that it's all been pre-planned. Just like everything else they're doing. And why is that? Because the people are following the lead. They're allowing these people, Micah 6:16, to continuously drive the narrative, waiting for the bad guys to do what the bad guys do next, rather than standing up and following the Christ they say that they serve and setting the narrative that our forefathers sent to us. And what was that? Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Let's listen to what Wesley Clark said back in 2007 concerning what took place right after September 11th. This is not theory. This is conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9.
Days after 9/11, I went through the Pentagon and I saw Secretary Rumsfeld and Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz. I went downstairs just to say hello to some of the people on the Joint Staff who had used to work for me. And one of the generals called me and he said, "Sir, you got to come in. You got to come in and talk to me a second." I said, "Well, you're too busy." He said, "No." He says, "We've made the decision. We're going to war with Iraq." This was on or about the 20th of September. I said, "We're going to war with Iraq. Why?" He said, "I don't know." He said, "I guess they don't know what else to do." So I said, "Well, did they find some information connecting Saddam to Al-Qaeda?" He said, no. He says, "There's nothing new that way. They've just made the decision to go to war with Iraq." He said, "I guess it's like we don't know what to do about terrorists, but we got a good military and we can take down governments." And he said, "I guess if the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem has to look like a nail." So I came back to see him a few weeks later.
General Wesley Clark.
And by that time we were bombing in Afghanistan. I said, "Are we still going to war with Iraq?" And he said, "Oh, it's worse than that." He said, he reached over on his desk, he picked up a piece of paper. And he said, I just got this down from upstairs, meaning the Secretary of Defense's office today. And he said, "This is a memo that describes how we're going to take out seven countries in 5 years."
Did you hear that, friends? Did you hear that? Who's giving the order? Who's calling the shots? Who does this said administration work for? And I want to tell you why they're working for modern-day Israel. It's because the people have not submitted themselves to God. There's a massive amount of political idolatry going on in this country, and it should scare you to no end. It should scare you straight to repentance, Acts 20, verse 21, to say the least. And if you want to look up in Scripture what idolatry looks like, it's filled with it. Matter of fact, if you go to Daniel 3, read the whole account of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow the knee to that said tyrant, to the political idolatry and to the God that they created, and everybody went and bowed the knee to, but those three did not, and therefore the fourth man showed up. Amen. Hallelujah. And then when you look over to what's going on over in Luke chapter 3, you can see the hierarchy of the church. You can see Herod was treated like a god. The people said this is a voice of a god and not a man. There's nothing new under the sun. And what were the Herodians and the Pharisees doing that Jesus told us to beware of in Mark 8:15? This is what the 86% of the American people that profess to be Christians will not listen to. Why? Because they trust more in man. They're believers that don't believe. Jesus told us to beware of their leaven, their wicked doctrines. Who are the ones that were responsible for crucifying Christ? The very ones that he told us to beware of. The wicked doctrines of government and the wicked doctrines of the religious institutions and the people that were put in place. And if you put that up against 1 Kings 13:33, you're going to understand that they were placed there as gatekeepers, as controlled operatives to keep everybody in line, just like the Franklin Grahams, just like anybody that's popular in the mainstream right now concerning the head of the church. Just ask me firsthand experience. I can tell you right now, that's exactly why you're in trouble. They're controlled opposition. And they serve their golden calf and their money more than they serve God and the people that they say that they love. Let's continue this.
Starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia,
everyone
Sudan,
that Netanyahu, Mylakowski just named, he just got done saying this back in 2007. General Wesley Clark did. Do you understand? So this isn't like something that has gone away. Isn't it interesting, too, when you think about it? Wesley Clark said it wasn't until the end of September did they know who to attack. Well, then how is it that within 24 hours, your said FBI, another unconstitutional agency, had already rounded up all of these alleged terrorists? And welcome back to KHNC, 1360 AM. I proposed to you, who's gained from September 11th more than your said representative government than them? Look at the agencies that have been created, that have been weaponized against the American people. This is love, friends, because this is where we're at right now. Wesley Clark said they didn't know who to attack. Saddam Hussein, by the way, who they did go after because they said he had weapons of mass destruction over and over and over. The mainstream media kept driving that because that was the order that came down. And right? Y'all remember that? Yep. And what they do? They massacred over 1 million innocent Iraqis. Number one, that's not including your boys. If you want to see all of your boys that were used to basically do the biddings of the corrupt politicians, just go to Arlington Cemetery, friends. You'll see acre after acre after acre of brand new graves. Isn't that interesting? Donald Rumsfeld put up Saddam Hussein. And then after that war, Cheney made $34.5 billion from that war because they stole their resources. And Wesley Clark just got done telling you the only reason they went to Iraq is because they had natural resources. They stole their oil. Then after the war, everybody's dead. Remember? I say this with all due respect. Everybody's gone. And then what do? We see the same networks that pushed the war come back to George W. Bush and ask him about the weapons of mass destruction. And what does George Bush say? Oh, with a half smirk on his face, we made a mistake. No, you knew exactly what you were doing. You're going to understand your mistake when you stand before God on Judgment Day. Hebrews 9:27. God is not a respecter of persons. 2 Corinthians 5:10. All will appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Matter of fact, Revelation 21 verse 8 talks about the same thing. And everybody ought to understand that this applies to every one of us because 10 out of 10 die. Did you hear me, bad guys? Did you hear me, those that think that you're above the law? When you die, within 5 minutes, you're going to be standing in front of my Father that you thought you had one over on. Read Isaiah, Psalm 10. That's what these people think. Nope. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. They think they're smart. They think they're cute. They're having their way right now. But see, they don't understand that they've been deceived. And what's even crazier than that, they think that they're going to live forever. Oh, they are. But it's not going to be where they think they're going to live forever. And furthermore, let me say this to those that monitor this show continuously. You best understand one thing. You are aiding the destruction of yourself by doing the biddings of the corrupt that are sicking you on people that oppose their political agenda. And you better understand, you reap what you sow, dog. Galatians 6:7-8. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. It's about time people man up in this country and throw this nonsense down.
Have you ever listened to someone speak and have felt completely captivated, basically unable to look away and hanging on every word? The kind of speaker whose passion, knowledge, drives and stirs something deep within you, making your heart race and your mind question everything you thought you knew? Well, if so, you're in for a wild ride. This show isn't for the faint of heart. It's actually for the bold, the thinkers, the patriots, and the truth seekers who care to face these uncomfortable realities. Welcome to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean. It's a show that will challenge you, awaken you, and make you see the whole world in a new way. Bradley is a force of nature, uncompromising, fearless. He's ready to rock the boat. It's time to tune in to find out why this program is shaking up the airwaves and sparking conversations everywhere. Don't miss out. Visit bbsradio.com/sonsoflibertyradio and discover why Bradley Dean is a true boat rocker.
Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? He goes on and says, history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
BBSradio.com.
A republic versus a democracy? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy. E. Stanley Jones said, grace binds you with far stronger cords than the cords of duty or obligation can bind you. Grace is free, but once you once take it, you are bound forever to the giver and bound to catch the spirit of the giver. Grace makes you gracious. The giver makes you give. Hey folks, I know I'm dumping a lot of information on you here. So I'm just gonna hold off on the phone calls just for the sake of getting through a majority of this. I know I got you for 2 hours from 1 to 3 Central Standard tomorrow, but there's so many of these videos that you just need to hear because this is the information that the mainstream media is continuously suppressing. Continuously censoring, friends. They want you to just continuously follow their lead. You know what's crazy? This country, we're around the 250 mark, concerning how many years we've been around.
And it's interesting that out of the time that we have been a country, did you know that we have been at war for 222 years of the time that we have been a country? Have you ever listened to these politicians? Have you ever heard like Henry Kissinger, that pedophile, that war criminal? Have you ever heard some of the things that he says about our military boys, that our military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used for foreign policy? Do you see this? Do you hear this? Yeah, I do too. So for anybody to justify in your mind what the mainstream media promulgates, especially, again, when you say 86% or 94% of you say you don't believe it, and yet you just go along with the narrative, man, that's crazy. That's crazy. That's a hypocrite. Did you ever see I seen a video the other day, and it was a picture of a little kitty. And literally, it was just a baby kitty. And he was raised around dogs. Do you think that that cat meowed? Or do you think that that cat, because of the way he was raised up, he actually barked? This is true. It's easy to find. Again, cross-check everything I'm telling you. That cat thought he was a dog. And it's amazing to me, all of you parrots out there that say you don't believe the mainstream media, yet you quack just like a parrot. You denounce it. You hold the truth in unrighteousness. That is the definition of what a pretender is, a hypocrite. Romans 1:18, you hold the truth in unrighteousness. One of the things that we're seeing across this country, besides the fact that it's backfiring big time, concerning the house of the man-made Israel and how it's beginning to fall, the house of cards is beginning to fall, people on a massive scale are beginning to awaken to the fact that what they're being told by this current administration, that the opposite is true. Okay? I want you to understand that when I first started bringing this information out, all of a sudden, I started getting these said evangelicals that were just going along to get along. And if you said anything against Israel, I was speaking out against God's anointed. Okay, now listen to the rest of the show. But what I do want to show you, and I'll show you some more things as time goes on here. But I want you to listen to this guy who had to make the point just like I had to make the point, because people are that ignorant and they don't think for themselves. And I'm talking about those that don't think for themselves. Let's listen to what this guy has to say, because it's exactly what I said about a month and a half ago.
Anti-black racist if you criticize Nigeria. You're not an anti-Asian racist if you criticize the People's Republic of China, right? So why on earth would you be anti-Semitic because you criticize the state of Israel for its human rights abuses? Anti-Semitism is a form of bigotry. And bigotry is wrong because it denies human equality. Right. So the struggle against anti-Semitism, like the struggle against all bigotry, is based a struggle to treat people equally. Right. So if you are then using the language
according to God's law,
anti-Semitism, the language of anti-bigotry, as a way of shielding a state from criticism, when that state maintains two legal systems, right? One for Jews and one for Palestinians, which is the reason it's been called an apartheid state by its own leading human rights organizations, it's utterly morally perverse, because you're using the language of anti-bigotry to justify a system of bigotry.
Exactly. Did you hear what he said? Those that are claiming to be the victims, they don't have the shield. They, in fact, have the spear. They're the ones that are attacking. Now, it's also interesting to note, for those that didn't know, you have Abbott, you have Noam, you have none other than Mr. Ron DeSantis, all going over to Israel, swearing allegiance to Israel, and signing on to hate crime legislation concerning you better not talk out against the modern day Israel, which is not the Israel of God. Isn't that crazy? They're all showing their allegiance to who? To who they serve. Is it inadvertently? Absolutely not. It's absolutely purpose. Now, I want to go over to this guy. His name is Dan Bilzerian. He's kind of a dirtbag, but he has a lot of good things to say here. And it's interesting, and the reason I'm bringing it up is because we actually had Phil Turney on, who was on the USS Liberty when it was attacked by Israel because they wanted to incite a third world war back in 1968. That's why I'm pulling this up, but I want you to listen carefully as to what he says, because what he's saying here is pertinent for the American people to understand. Again, they put themselves in a real bad position when they came out and they try to censor more free speech by trying to tell us we're not going to say this. We have a First Amendment, and as long as we're doing that which is right before God, then folks, we're going to keep doing that. period, okay? Liberty is the right to do what God and his law permit. And I'm not going to stand by and roll over in the face of those that mean to censor us. Listen carefully to what Dan Bilzerian said about the USS Liberty.
A quick breakdown of it. Basically, Israel was at war, and they wanted to drag the U.S. into the war with them. So they attacked one of our Navy ships, and they did. I mean, it wasn't just like a regular attack. They were like napalming the decks, blown up the life rafts. They torpedoed the ship. I mean, they just, you know, went at this ship for like an hour and a half. And we had called in SOS calls. We're supposedly their ally. And their goal was to sink this ship. They had four torpedo boats. Like, they had multiple gunships, helicopters. And they want to blame it on the people they were fighting, false flag attacks, and then we would go and fight the
you
people
that
you know they're at war
false
with.
False flag attacks again and again and again.
And, you know, I think they did the same exact thing with 9/11. So they've got a history of these false flag attacks. But when I read about the USS Liberty, that one kind of hit home because they put a gag order on these people, killed all these, you know, U.S. Navy guys, and the goal is to blame it on the, you know, the people they were fighting. And, you know, I'm just like, how the f*** are we allies of the country that's attacked us multiple times, stolen our secrets? You know, as you start to, like, learn more and more, it's all bad. Like, there's no good. They've done nothing for us ever. And we just constantly send them money. And we sent them, depending on if you want to go with the Newsweek or, you know, the Brown University study, we've given them in aid, like, between what we've given them, the war on terror, and all the things we've done for them, between 20 and 30 trillion. So it's almost like our entire national deficit is our support of Israel.
Well, he just happens to be on to something, friends. So he just got done saying these people are attacking us, the modern-day Israel. They're trying to claim that they're God's chosen people. Yet, again, Jacob Rothschild told us that it's his family that actually established it. There's the Balfour Covenant. You can go ahead and read that, and you're going to understand that it was Palestinian before it's what they call now Jewish. They're telling you the story completely backwards of the truth of the matter. Now, here's the other thing. Dan just said that our whole national deficit has been spent on what they call Israel. Did you know that America right now, and I got it up in front of me, and it's actually a live feed, our national debt right now is $36 trillion. And yet you have your veterans on the side of the road with no food. They have no clothes. They're sleeping outside. They don't have a roof over the top of their head. But yet, for some reason or another, your said administration, who is a Zionist, who converted to Judaism back in 2017, talking about Donald Trump, it's interesting how he just keeps giving them everything they want. And then also keep in mind, Trump also came out and said, let's make Israel great again. He's not the said president of Israel. And yet, because of the political idolatry in this country, they just go ahead and let them take as much of their hard-earned money that's in the tax coffers, and they willfully give it over to those that are attacking an innocent people right now. This is nothing new under the sun. It really, truly isn't. But when are the American people going to hold themselves responsible for what's going on here? Because this is absolutely ridiculous. Let me go back to the 60s because the information we're giving you right now is nothing new. I want you to listen carefully to this individual. This was during the Civil Rights Movement. Listen carefully.
Theodore Herzl, H-E-R-Z-L. He was the founder of Zionism. He said that he was going to find the state that God promised the Jews. Listen to this very carefully. This man, Herzl, was an atheist. He had believed that there was no God. He said God did not exist. Now, how is it that a man who believes that God does not exist is going to find a state that God promised to his chosen people? I tell you, this man is Satan in disguise. Zionism is a satanic movement. It is devil. It is imperialism. It is racist. It has gone and taken the lands of the Palestinian people and through terrorism has driven
again,
them out. And through terrorism, it maintains its
again,
power. And the United States of America, with over 6 million homeless, sends to Israel billions and billions and billions of dollars everywhere to bomb Palestinian people while homeless people are here and unemployed are here. Zionism is going to raise this war and make the people of America become clear to what it is and become anti-Zionist and stop the aid to Israel and use the money to take care of the homeless in this country.
Okay, so he's making a really good point back in the 1960s, right? So the same issues that they were dealing with back then under Johnson. By the way, when Dan was talking about the USS Liberty, we had Phil Turney on the show with us, right? That was on that ship. Do you understand that Johnson told McNamara that he didn't want any of our sailors on that ship that were under attack by Israel during the 1960s, which was there to incite World War III. He said, I don't want any of the soldiers coming back home. People, if you would understand what politicians are, just watch the documentary yesterday called Conspiracy. Politicians are those that create an art to get other people to do for them what otherwise they couldn't. And you need to understand as well that these people don't think like me and you. They think that when they die, they're just going back to the dirt. They have no idea, friends. Their conscience is bearing witness to it, the truth of what I'm telling them now. But they're around all of these individuals that are continuously contriving more and conspiring more crimes against other nations so they can continuously make more money and more money off of the wars they create. As I've said so many times, if they want a war, then send them. That's how the wars will end. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at christianmediaconference.com. That's christianmediaconference.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and check out our store today.
BBSRadio.com.
The annual Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference is set for April 4 and 5 in Wausau, Wisconsin. Learn more and get your tickets today at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I've got so much to unload here in such a short amount of time, but let's see what we can get off here. I want to go over to something that was just brought to my attention. Here, you probably want to see this. This is Netanyahu again. He is, again, as I brought up, I'm not trying to sensationalize our conversation. I'm not trying to bolster efforts to try to get people to pay attention to what I'm saying. I'm just here to tell you that if you don't pay attention, it's going to get you sooner or later, friends. Again, because this is crazy. Over in Israel during the pandemic, 75% of those individuals over there rejected, said Netanyahu, Mayakovsky, who is not from Israel, nor is he Jewish. They rejected him because they believed that it was a Holocaust. 75% of the people rejected him. Did you also know that he was impeached by the people during that time? Because they were afraid that he was trying to kill them off, genocide them. He's a war criminal, okay? I want you to see this. This is Israeli Prime Minister Mayakovsky. They call him Bibi Netanyahu. He appears in court on corruption charges. And again, I just want you to see for yourself what's going on with this guy. And does he look like he's worried about anything? Does he look like he's worried, friends? No. It's all a show. Until the people hold these tyrants accountable for their crimes against people, this again is going to continue on, and it's going to continue on, and it's going to continue on. Let's go over to this one. Here's another one. I got this guy right here. He kind of cracks it down real quick for us. Let's listen to what he has to say. His name is Dave Smith.
I said, Benjamin Netanyahu came and testified before Congress in 2002, and he said with certainty that if we overthrew Saddam Hussein, democracy would sweep the region. He also advocated that we had regime change in Libya, Syria, and Iran.
We already talked about that.
And he's still advocating that to this day. You must recognize that anyone advocating that America go fight another stupid, catastrophic war in the Middle East is your enemy. They are our enemies. Anyone who advocates that. If they start talking to you about fighting a war with Iran, you treat them like an enemy that they are. They are not on your side. Our people do not want to fight any more wars in the Middle East, period.
Okay, so there's that guy, and that was a military guy, and he should be heard, obviously, right? Because he's already done the killing for the politicians in the first place, and I'm sure he's come to the resolution in his mind as to the truth of the matter concerning who's the guilty party. And again, friends, this all stops when the people say, we're not doing it. We're not doing this anymore, nor are you. Folks, they're sidestepping Congress. At every time that they bestow a theft from your tax coffers, they're sidestepping Congress. That's you, the people. The voice of the people is your Congress. They're not asking for permission to do any of this. They're just doing it. Okay, that's theft. They operate on the delegated authority that we give them. They don't act unto themselves on the behest of a foreign power, but that's what they're doing. Now, let's go over to this. This is the one I wanted to bring up. This is Piers Morgan. And it's also Candace Owens. And I got a real problem with Candace Owens because of her money trail. But I do believe that she's beginning to see things that she didn't see before. So that's why I'm playing this. And I'm trying to give her the benefit of the doubt. She's been named the anti-Semitic person of the year because she's speaking out against it. And she's on Piers Morgan's show. And I want you to listen to what she has to say here, friends, again. Because this is the same conversation that we had with Phil from USS Liberty about a month and a half ago. Tim Brown had him on the show as well, and he's trying to warn us of what the president's advocating for here, friends, in a big way.
Under 50,000. There's no comparison in the amount of dead people compared to the Holocaust. So is it? Do you understand why?
But it is a Holocaust, what's happening.
Well, is it, though?
Yes.
So, I think language is really important.
I think language is really important as well. And that's
why
people
say Holocaust, genocide.
I think what's happening is a Holocaust. The burning bodies of the children that I'm seeing every day. And we spoke about this a little bit on my show. But like, I have recognized that the ability to see this stuff every day has transformed my opinion. Maybe the numbers wouldn't have gotten so high if people had spoken up when it was happening at the very beginning during World War II. And so I want to use my platform to say that I believe that they are intentionally executing a Holocaust. I think Bibi Netanyahu, there's tons of evidence, and obviously the Western media is not reporting on this, but the corruption trials that are going on with Bibi Netanyahu pertaining to October 7th and him editing the transcripts and the
you
prior listen knowledge
to this,
that
friends,
he
this
knew
is, what dictators
is,
do.
Is now becoming extremely pertinent. It is a question as to whether or not he allowed the attacks to take place essentially to then be able to go in and to commit this Holocaust against the Palestinians. Now, based on everything that I've looked into and stuff that I had not seen before, because the Western media doesn't cover it, Bibi Netanyahu caught off camera speaking about how he had no intention of following the Abraham Accords and how he was going to get around it. Mm-hmm. He has, I believe, genocidal ambitions, and that's enough. We don't need to dispute or backward or forward. Do I think Bibi Netanyahu has genocidal ambitions against the Palestinians? The answer is yes.
Do you think he's a war criminal?
Yes. I believe he's a war criminal. Mm-hmm. And I think that the issue is how much power he has, particularly in America. And I want to make sure that I'm just crossing or making that clear to people across the pond. You know, in America, we have lobbying. You guys don't have lobbying here. And so this is why it might seem...
We do, but not to the same degree.
Yes, like AIPAC spent $100 million in our elections. And what that means is that they're able to run...
That's your money, by the way, Americans.
Journalists, they're able to pay people to attack and take down people who speak against their initiatives.
Listen carefully.
AIPAC, I would say, is very much pro-Likud Party, pro-Bibi Netanyahu. And this is why you have seen people like me being attacked in the way that they have been attacked. For what I believe is just a human stance on what's happening to the Palestinians.
Exactly.
I don't care if you had flipped it, if it had not been Israelis, if it had been, you know, if it had been Christians doing this to Muslims, I would say the exact same thing based on the images that I've seen. But there is a ton of evidence that Bibi Netanyahu allowed October 7th to take place, including the things that we found out, because I now read Haaretz Daily
actually think he knew it was going to happen.
Well, let's just talk about the facts. We don't have to speculate on that. What we do know is that they did intercept the hostage plan before it took place, right? The 250 hostages that came out in Haaretz media. We also know that Egypt gave them a warning that the attacks were going to take place. Egypt said that they were being ignored. That was a fact. I've been to Israel. Have you been to Israel? Mm. We know it's the size of New Jersey. We know that it takes 15 minutes to get from one end to the other. And we know that every 5 feet, there's a person in your
face
holding a gun. That attack went on for 2 hours without interruption. I find that hard to believe. And this gets to the, I guess you could say, the nucleus of the corruption trial against him, when now he's even arguing with the IDF minister who he fired, Yoav Gallant, am I saying his last name correctly, where they're saying that some funny stuff happened on October 7th, and they are explicitly accusing him of feeding lies to the Western media. This is crucial. You know, and this could be the undoing of everything. If we find out that he had prior knowledge,
of course he did.
And we do know for a fact that he said that he intentionally wanted to take over Palestinian territory, you should find that clip and play it on the show, because it's very significant. Mm. When he asked the reporter to turn off the camera and then he starts speaking about his plans for the Palestinians. This was years ago. I think Bibi Netanyahu is a monster, and I think the people that are still standing by him and supporting him, you know, I wouldn't want to have that on my conscience.
That's exactly right. But you know who is? Again, I want to remind everybody who's supporting this. Nobody's supporting this modern-day Israel more than the said evangelicals. And again, I want to make clear, it's not Christ. It's not his spirit. They are not the children of God. They are not the Israel of God. They are people that are just going along to get along because their said pastor said so. And who are they? Well, they're the popular ones, folks. They're popular because they know that if they sold out just a little bit to the devil, that he would give them all this. And that's why you know who they are. And again, it's not a way of dimming their light to make mine brighter. No, it's just to bring it into perspective so you can understand. Again, nobody knows more than I do on that topic. Got a whole lot of stories to tell you about that, friends. At the very top of what you have and the best that you have in this country, you are compromised. And I'm talking about the said church. If you want to know why you have an establishment within a government, it's because it first started in the church. And until it's rectified within the church between the body of Christ and the Lord himself, by the power of the Holy Ghost through repentance, and they bear that fruit, 2 Corinthians 7:10-11, I'm going to tell you this, friends, you better understand who they are, because over and over again, we see the sheeps, the goats, the wheats, the tares. I mean, the list goes on, Matthew 25, and we're supposed to make distinction. And why people in the church think that for some reason or another, that their responsibility and obligations and commands given unto them by the Lord are just all going for naught because they don't know the difference. No, that's the first prerequisite. You must know concerning the word of God, and they don't know it. And that's exactly why they're following the blind. And what did the Lord say in Matthew 15? He said, if the blind lead the blind, they all end up in the ditch. I'm telling you, friends, if this is not stopped, which it looks like it's going that direction right now, if this is not stopped, they will bring us to a war. And I'm telling you right now, it's a war that I will not fight on their behalf because it's all man-made. If they want a war, they can go to war. Did you hear me? If they want a war, let's take the politicians and throw them in a ring and let them fight to the death. We'll be at Brainerd at 6 p.m. tonight at Jack's Bowl. Love you by what we do. Talk to you soon. See ya.